Residents on Indian reservations are 10 times less likely to have electricity in their homes than anywhere else in the country. But the Intertribal Council on Utility Policy hopes to change that. Council Secretary Bob Goff says nationally there's enough potential wind power blowing across tribally owned land to power over 50 million homes. By 2015, Goff says the tribes he's working with hope to put up enough wind turbines to power 24 reservations and still have electricity left over to sell to cities in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
And where they can partner up with tribes as local governments to local governments, we can help build renewable, sustainable economies on reservations, tribally owned, tribally controlled, with the benefits staying in the community, and help these cities meet their goals.
Two Wisconsin Ojibwe tribes bordering Lake Superior have begun measuring the wind coming off the lake as a first step towards investing in wind power. Goff says many tribes with casinos now realize gaming revenues could quickly disappear if state or federal gaming laws change.
A state can authorize everybody can have a casino, and therefore the economic advantage of having them can go away with the stroke of a pen. We don't think anyone's going to outlaw electricity anytime soon, so tribes looking to generate their own power for their own sovereign needs, as well as selling off the reservation, provides a sustainable economic development.
Goff spoke today at a conference sponsored by Native American law students in Madison. He says tribes looking to launch renewable energy projects will need good legal advice to navigate the state and federal energy regulations they'll need to comply with once they start producing energy for sale. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.